Blog Talk Radio.
When I come home, I'm still gonna be the king. Always the streets, let's go.
What the hell?
Okay. Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
Look,
if I treat you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waking on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is a charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yeah, yo.
My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The street.
The streets is talking, it's Boris Talk Radio Show with a twist of hip-hop. Man, glorious. The streets of Cleveland is going crazy. Some fans love it. Some fans don't know what to take of it. They don't know if it's real or not. But the king said, I'm coming home. But before we get started and talk about all this LeBron James all over the Twitter and all over the world, man, what the deal with my co-host, super producer of the show? What the deal, T-Ro?
Oh, man, we just chilling down here, man, in this triple-digit weather, man. You know, with LeBron making his announcement, man, the weather then got even more hotter. So I'm kind of upset for him bringing that news out. But at the same time, I'm kind of at ease because, you know, this was something that we have been waiting on. And, wow, what a way to go back home. You know, nobody thought that he was going to return to Cleveland. And now he done did the most. And, you know, even with him announcing that he was going back to Cleveland, you know, it put every other sport on hold. And baseball, we know that there's a lot going on. We got the All-Star game coming up, you know, on Tuesday. And we got all the lineups of who made it to the All-Star game and whatnot, and we'll go over all of that. And, you know, there's some things going on in the NFL. But since LeBron then came out, he didn't have the decision. This year he had the letter. So I guess we're going to be talking about this letter and how he was, how he came about telling the world that he was returning home. I can't believe it, L Boogie. First you get Johnny Money, now you get the King back. I just thought, man, look, they tried to make it hot in Cleveland, and it's only 55 degrees out there today. So, man, get gay, man. Stand up, pat yourself on the back. Whoever got that deal done to get LeBron, you know, back in Cleveland, man, big ups. And for those who are big Cleveland Cavaliers fans, if you want to see your future, go ahead and put it on NBA TV. You got the number one pick against the number two pick going at it in the Las Vegas Summer League. That's Andrew Wiggins playing for the Cavaliers and your boy Jabari Parker playing for the Milwaukee Bucks. So, you know, big ups to the city of Cleveland. Big ups even more to LeBron. But LeBron, I'm about to get on you, big homie. Don't be mad at your boy, but I'm just going to get on you today. But, L Boogie, before we get on that, man, what's happening with my player partner, man?
Well, this is what's going on, bro. I guess it's kind of like this, man. I went to the doctor the other day, and they told L Boogie, in 2 weeks, you're going to need surgery.
Oh.
So, I guess I'm going to give my Kobe Bryant impression. You know what I mean? And just, I'm on the shelf for a couple weeks, and I should say a couple months, man. Never had a leg injury such as a little Achilles tendon with makeup time as far as just being able to walk like when I got, you know, shot in the, you know, in the other leg. So it's just war wounds, man, and I'm going to soak it up. And, you know, I'm going to be running around tomorrow and Sunday, you know, with the big event, Young People Versus Violence in Cleveland, Ohio, you know what I mean, presented by Dynasty. So, hey, it is what it is. And, you know, if, you know, LeBron James has just made the city just, you know, so much synergy, man. It's just unreal.
I believe that. I mean, you know, having the city's own come back, I mean, it's just, I just can't believe that he signed back with Cleveland. I know that there are a lot of things going on, you know, with how Miami ended their NBA season last, you know, just over the last couple of months. And the only thing different, when I saw how San Antonio beat up on Miami and when they showed LeBron walking through the hallways, the only thing different that he did with Miami, other than what he did with Cleveland, when that last game against Cleveland in the playoffs, he took his jersey off if he was, you know, entering the tunnel and walking back to the locker room. When he was playing his last game against Miami, if you really look at it, he had that same look on his face. The only thing that he didn't do, L Boogie, was take off that jersey. And I think that he learned a lesson 4 years prior of, you know, trying to, you know, throw it in fans' face and have the fans speculate exactly what that meant. And so I think that he's more humble, and I think that he learned from what he did 4 years ago on making the decision. I think that it was great for him to put it in a letter, especially, you know, on his way, you know, on his way to his vacation and things like that. But at the same time, he still did the same thing, L Boogie. He didn't tell Pat Riley or the Miami Heat. He didn't tell Dan Gilbert or the Cleveland Cavs that you know, he's returning home. Everything that has been done up until this point, nobody knew. So it's a real shock to LeBron, and I have to take my hats off and give a pat on the back to LeBron for even taking that step to return home, because when he left L Boogie, I thought that he would never return back to the city of Cleveland. But it looks as like things have changed, and, you know, I shake your hand, you shake my hand, we're going to let bygones be bygones, because to be honest with you, let me ask you this, L Boogie. How do you return to Cleveland to play for a guy, an owner such as Dan Gilbert, who tried to, you know, not only throw you up under the bus, but, you know, call you some words that weren't called for during the time that you just left because he was upset? Would you have been able to return to a coach or, excuse me, to an owner or an organization that kind of, you know, said some bad things about you in the past? Would you be able to forget and move on, or would you hold that grudge and go to another team? What would you have done?
You really want me to answer that question? Well, it's two folds to it. One fold is being old school. Someone says that about me, and they're talking through emotion. We think that, you know, they can't reconcile that they really mean it. And you don't want to turn back. He said those things, and I heard a ESPN analysis, and he said that if LeBron James goes back to Cleveland, he'll lose respect for him because of the things that Dan Gilbert said. Well, that person doesn't understand the city of Cleveland and Dan Gilbert being the owner of one of the franchises that are in Cleveland. They're passionate. I should say we, because I'm from Cleveland, and I've seen heartaches. I've seen the fumble, the drive, the interception, rare right, 88, the shot, the decision. But finally, you know what I'm saying, Josh Gordon. Finally, they're getting some things in their favor. Johnny Manziel, they lucked up and got him in the draft. Who thought that? Who thought that they would get another number one pick after Kyrie Irving and after Anthony Bennett? Who thought that LeBron would fall in their hands? I sure didn't. I thought he was going to stay in Miami, to be honest with you. But from the grumblings and me talking to some, and, you know, we kind of like, me and a couple of guys, we know Rich Paul, which is LeBron's agent. Everybody loves Miami but LeBron James. LeBron was just there like on, you know, when you go to a junior college and your grades are bad, and they send you to a junior college so you can get your grades up and there's no distractions. And all you got to do is worry about basketball and your books. And I think that's what happened with LeBron, where he just, he grew, he matured, and he knew he was on the clock as far as winning those championships. Reason why he could come back to Cleveland, because like any human being who loves somebody or wants something so bad, they're going to take it back. They remember those seven-year feelings. Glorious it was downtown. Now it's casinos. Hotels. The Republican Party is about to have do their thing once that starts up, 2016. So let's not forget that. So it's a lot of economic things why the people were upset while LeBron James left. He brings money to this town. With LeBron James here, you might not run over 10 potholes. You might just run over 3. So, you heard what Drake said. You didn't hear the news what Drake said?
What Drake said?
Drake said, now I might go buy some property. I got to start looking at property in Cleveland because I might spend some more months down there because I have guys from Canada that plays on the team, and me and LeBron James is pretty good friends. So do you see the love and hate relationship that you have with someone where, remember the movie Baby Boy? Oh, I hate you, Jody. I hate you. They want to have sex. Oh, I love you. I love you. dash the Cleveland fans with their franchises. It's a dirty game. And just being a fan, they love it. Just like
Brett
Favre.
What?
Go ahead, bro.
I was gonna say it's kind of funny that, you know, the world's most loved guy became the world's most hated guy. And then, you know, you let time heal the wounds, and now the most hated guy is returning to be the most loved guy once again. And I wonder, L Boogie, how many people that burn the jerseys, you know, and said this and said that. I wonder how many people were downtown in front of Quicken Loans Center today with Josina Anderson and the ESPN, and, you know, just off of what they saw, you know, got in their cars and drove down to the stadium just to, you know, express their feelings and, oh, we got him back.
I'm listening, bro. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, how many Fairweather fans do you think are going to be back on that bandwagon now that he's back in Cleveland?
Every last one of them. The ones who burn the jerseys, guess what happened? They feel like
they
got to
go buy another.
They got to re-up. They feel like heels right now, and I'm not talking about my Achilles heel. They feel like heels right now, bro, because two things. Number one, you never know in sports what's the reason behind moves. They always think it's personal. They never say when the owner gets rid of the player, oh, good riddance. He should have got rid of him. But when a player leaves on his own, the fans feel betrayed. They don't understand that it's also a business too. But with LeBron on this decision right here, I have to agree. This one was very personal. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah,
and
I don't know how personal that, you know, he made it, but at least I know this, is that LeBron is one of those guys who, I mean, to me, L Boogie still don't have that Kobe or that Mike Dogg in him, you know, because, I mean, he should have stayed a lifer, but I understand LeBron. I understand that you understood that you weren't going to have an opportunity to get it done previously when you were in Cleveland. Now, as I look at it and you returning home, it appears to me, L Boogie, that LeBron has it in his mind that there's nobody in the league that can stop me right now. And I'm going to go to Cleveland, and I'm going to take what I've learned in Miami, and I'm going to inject it into these new Cleveland Cavalier players, and we're going to get it done. I think LeBron likes the coach more than anything, you know, that's going on in Cleveland. I know he enjoys having a point guard to where he doesn't have to worry about bringing the ball up anymore, and Kyrie Irving, who signed a 5-year, $90 million deal. That's kind of the reason why I didn't think that Cleveland was going to land LeBron. But at the same time, man, you, Dan Gilbert, you might be on to something. You just might be on to something, young player.
Before we go to the break, you know what? I think Kyrie had a feeling that they was going to do something big. That's why he signed. They told him, we going after LeBron and Kevin Love. And I think that's why he signed, bro. You think that Irving could have went anywhere? Paid him $90 million, though.
See, that's the key. Who's going to pay the most money? And even though Kyrie had an opportunity to go anywhere in the league, because he was, I mean, I'm pretty sure he was going to be one of those highly recruited. Yeah.
You know what they would have did? They would have did a sign and trade. They would have did that sign and trade, and the Cavs would have got so many multiple draft picks and players for whatever team he would have went to. That's how they're doing it now, because these teams don't want to lose out like the Cavs did against when they lost LeBron the first time. So they made sure that they put that together.
They did a good job. That's what they needed to do. And now they just need to continue to work on getting some pieces around and try to get that Kevin Love deal done as soon as possible. Because the quicker they get Kevin Love, the quicker them boys going to be able to try to make some noise in that East. It's going to be crazy.
Man, it's Frenzy Friday. LeBron James, he done came back home, man. You listening to the street with L Bookie and T-Roll. Man, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday to Friday. Let's go.
Yes. Have you ever seen a show with fellas on the mic with 1 minute rhymes that don't come out right? They bite.
They never write.
That's not polite. Am I lying?
No, you're quite right.
Well, tonight, on the very mic, you're about to hear, we swear,
the best star rappers of the year.
So,
cheerio,
yell,
green, bravo.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
Oh my God!
That's what I said when I saw the news this morning.
Oh
my God! LeBron, why you do it to me?
Man, LeBron did it to him. Now all the dominoes about to fall. Now everybody about to start getting it in and signing now.
Yeah,
you know it's speculation in the street now, bro. That now the Cavs are trying to package the deal to Minnesota for Kevin Love. But we're hearing that Minnesota wants too much. They want Andrew Wiggins, Waiters, Bennett, and a number one pick.
Come on, man. What?
That's the spec. That's what the streets is talking in Cleveland. I can't give it up. Then they're saying that there's no way they're going to trade Andrew Wiggins. He's not on the trading block. I wouldn't trade none of them. And see, this is my thing, bro. I'm going to pose a question to you. Reason why I wouldn't do it, I'll stand pat and wait to the middle of the season. And then Minnesota will get desperate because then they're going to be wanting to just give him away for something. They don't want to go empty-handed. So they're going to try to do whatever it takes to get the deal done. But if I'm the Cavs, I stay pat because, remember, it's a big class 2015.
Right.
And then certain guys will be off the book. Anderson Varejao will be off the book. You know what I mean? A lot of guys will be off the books, and it'll be, you know, like he said in his memoir or in his letter, it's going to take some time. And I'm sure they're going to compete and be in the thick of things. But I think it's next year they're going to, you know, be that team to beat in the East. Stay patient, Cavaliers. Don't throw it all away just to get that player. You can use these young guys. Use these young guys with LeBron James, and I think that it'll go well. They're talking about getting Ray Allen, so it could be very interesting here in Land of the Heartless.
Man, I tell you this, man. I'm still upset with LeBron, man, because of this simple factor. You had the decision 4 years ago. It is what it is, and I know that you are the league, LeBron. And here we go 4 years in, you know, past that, and now you're doing it in a letter. The letter was better than the decision. I give you that. I understand where you're coming from. And I'm not mad at you for returning home so that you can be that dude who will get your city or, you know, your town an actual championship. Because, El Boogie, I can tell you this. If he is to be the first guy to bring a championship to that city, he's going to be forever upon a pedestal. Because, like you said, you mentioned all the disappointment of what you have witnessed and what's been going on over the years, 30, 40 years of just how Cleveland has just let you down. Been in the game, been to the prom and everything, had the perfect date. But boy, when it got down to it, it just didn't fall in your favor. So I truly and honestly believe that LeBron just didn't return to Cleveland for itself, and I don't think that it was because, you know, he wanted everybody in Cleveland to, you know, not hate him as much. I think that the reason why LeBron is really coming back home is because it's just not about LeBron, you know. Like you mentioned, with the NFL draft, you were able to get Johnny Manziel. You had a great year from a wide receiver named Josh Gordon, who just seems to have that speed bump in the road that's trying to pull him down. But I think he's going to be able to get out of that sticky situation, and Cleveland's going to be the team to stick with him and give him that second chance. And I think LeBron is on that path of being more of a mentor than he is a celebrity. So I think that with LeBron coming back home to Cleveland, he can keep, you know, it's hard to try to bring the whole family to Miami. Well, instead, now that he's returning to Cleveland or, you know, back to Akron to play for Cleveland, you keep everybody at bay. You keep everybody happy. Now you get LeBron teaming up with Johnny Manziel, and now you know, Johnny's been going to Vegas. He's been here. He's been there. But now when you hear this information, if LeBron is with him, it's not going to mean as much because he's not out there with just anybody. He's with LeBron. We know LeBron ain't wilding out because LeBron is that type of mental dude. You know what I mean? And I just think that with LeBron returning to Cleveland, it's more for taking care of business with everybody who he believes that can help the city of Cleveland get this thing done and get it done if not this year, next year. If not next year, the year after. So I think LeBron is really gearing up to have just not the Cleveland Cavaliers, but, you know, the Cleveland Browns and the way the Indians are playing. I mean, you know, your city is hot right now. You got the chandelier all downtown and in Cleveland. And, yeah, I got to see the $1 million bling bling that y'all blinging down there on the streets of Cleveland. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I heard it's pretty pricey and pretty nice, too, when you get closer to it. So, you know, I'm just hoping that LeBron is able to gear up all the sports down there in Cleveland, because if anybody can do it, he's the man. And everybody gonna follow too. Like you mentioned about Drake earlier, Drake gonna play a big part of that too, man, because Drake is a big friend of LeBron and Johnny Money. And if he has to find property in Cleveland, you know something going on. Everybody about to start eating good in Cleveland again. I don't know what it was like the last 3.5 years, but I can tell you this. Yeah, it's going down. Every time, all the price about to go up. Peanuts, popcorn, sodas. I mean, it ain't going to be a ticket to be had in the Cleveland Cavaliers Cleveland Long Center for the next 4 or 5 years, man. I know the city of Cleveland is stacking up and stocking up on them good NBA tickets to go watch that boy Bra. Because if you leave it to the scalpers, you're going to be paying $500 more than what the ticket is originally worth just to see the game. Let's go. Well, bring the money back to old Cleveland then, since you that hard there, LeBron.
You know, at the end of the movie, it paid in full, right? From a man sitting there with the orange jumpsuit on, Cam Ryan. Remember what he said? Yeah, I snitched on some guys. He said, "Yeah, I snitched on some guys in D.C., but I ain't snitching nobody in Harlem. And when I come back, I'm still gonna be the king." And that's what LeBron did. He went to Miami. Yeah, he knew he was gonna, you know, have some haters on him, but he knew in his mind, when I come back to Cleveland, I'm still gonna be the king. And I never seen this before in my life, when you have one player, I'm talking about in numerous sports, bro, dominate the media headwave like it has the last 2 weeks. LeBron James has been dominating SportsCenter all week. And just think about today. Every segment has been about some type of situation with LeBron James, how the Cavs paved the way to get LeBron James, how LeBron James, you know, his diary of the last 4 years. So LeBron has brought so much energy back. And listen to this. He's going to bring $1 billion back to the city. You didn't hear me. I didn't say hundreds of millions of dollars. I said $1 billion. $1 billion. $1 billion back to the city, man. I'm telling you. And that's, and speaking of money, because I know you smell the money, Carmelo Anthony, he's not going anywhere. They said they've narrowed it down between the Bulls and the Knicks. He's not going anywhere. He's not going to the Bulls. He's going to stay with the Knicks, man.
I thought Lala had a lot to do with it, man. You know, she's the movie star. She got to be in New York. She got to be on one of these coasts. So they just marked off the West Coast and just say it's all in between the Knicks and the Bulls now?
That's his only chance of winning. If he goes to L.A., he won't win a thing. The West is too tough. He better stay in that East, man. He has to. If he goes to the West, his career will be just like it was before with Denver. Can't get out of a round of playoffs. Won't get to an NBA Finals. Needs to stay in the East. He has a better chance. So, I mean, I just saw Cle Anthony early dunk on two people in the summer league.
Hey, nobody want to talk about that. You were playing the Mavericks. I don't want to hear that, man. Nice dunk, though. Nice dunk, though. Yeah, he posted two people.
Get in my poster. So, Man, it's frenzy. Man, let's go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get into the asylum, man. We're going to talk more about this NBA, LeBron James. We got the World Cup coming up, the Major League Baseball coming up on Tuesday. It's frenzy. I'm sorry, that's Wednesday. Am I correct, or is that Tuesday, the Major League Baseball All-Star game?
Yeah, it's Monday and Tuesday. You know, we got the Home Run Derby. We'll update everybody on who's participating in the Home Run Derby. And then the actual Major League Baseball All-Star game taking place in Minnesota will be on Tuesday. So, yeah, July 14th, the Home Run Derby. July 15th, the actual All-Star game. Got some real hype stuff going on in this All-Star game, man. But we'll definitely get on that when we come back from the break. And, yeah, you know, we're gonna let everybody know what's going on.
Man, shout out to my baby cuz, man. You know, baby Green Eye Bandit, man. He was selected. Chase Harris, man. He got selected to be the bad boy for the King of the Indians tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? You're full of pride. You're full of pride, James, man. Yeah. This was LeBron James, man. He already on. They go up to the streets. The drug dealers are going crazy, baby.
Carvello, you better join. You better go home, too.
Man, I got to get home, man.
What you sitting feet on there for yourself?
And one more game. When they mention it, Sean, you see single white female when she got a hair blonde. Sometimes I look at these rappers, the movie remind me of them. Somebody turn these boys off. Don't they know that I'm on? Can't they see that it's foolish to try to kill me with song? What the fuck are they hearing? You killing me softly. You talk me to death. Only thing you can see, Tom. I open the door for them. What else can I do? These niggas want me to walk for them. Somebody talk for them before I go off for them.
They want me to fall.
They want me to catch clean. They cook up the fish for them. All it is just for them. Or they got a diss for him. They want me to disappear like it's gon' shit for them. They say that I'm in the way. They want me to sit for them. But what they admitting is they ain't got shit for him. And really the fact is we not in the same bracket, not in the same league. Don't shoot at the same baskets. Don't pay the same taxes. Hang with the same bitches. So how am I in the way? What is it I'm missing? Nigga, I've been missing. Nigga, I've been gone. The shit that you just witnessed is this I've been on. And that's for the critics. Tell me I don't get it. Everybody could tell you how to do it. They never did it. Now these niggas is mad. Oh, they call me a camel. But I'm after the drought. What the fuck? I'm an animal. Half man, half mammal. My sign is a fag. This is just what I plan to do. Oh, don't be mad.
On another level, on another plane already. H-O-V, I got my own lane already.
Already.
I done cooked up the rock already. So why the fuck can't y'all get hot already?
Already.
Put your name in the pot already. Niggas compare me with Biggie and Pac already.
Already.
Like I'm gone already. And I am, nigga, I'm already home already.
Already.
If y'all can't already see, I ain't worried about y'all, cause I'm already me.
Already.
Yeah, do you already? Enough with the complaining boo-hoos already. Eat food already, ain't nothing given, you gotta claim your shoes already. Yeah, so on summation, I don't know who you racing, I'm already at the finish line with the flag waving. Come on.
Oh, they want me to fall. Fall from the top. They want me to drop.
Oh!
Come on, James. We're going to get back to Cleveland, Ohio, baby. The Future Talking Sports Talk Show with the Future Hip Hop. But it's a Friday, guys. So let me see if it's time. John, we love you, baby. Come on home.
Nobody don't want to hear about LeBron coming on home. Man, that's some sucker stuff, man. Because what LeBron did, now you got everybody else in the league with the domino effect. I heard your boy Chris Boston turned down Houston, which was going to give him 4 years, $88 million tax-free money, and he decided to go on back to Miami, where Miami is going to give him the whole thing, the whole Kabata Buddha bag, 5 years, $118 million hell boogie. What? I thought he was going to Houston.
It's tax-free in Florida, too, baby.
Well, I know you smell the money, but that's a bag full of money.
You smell the money.
That is crazy, man. These boys are getting paid, El Boogie. I don't know what's going on. But he ain't the only one that, that's been, decided to stay put. I heard your boy Nick Young is going to stay put in L.A. I know that's not big news, but, I mean, the city of Los Angeles need as much help as they can get. And, Nick Young wasn't a bad thing for the Lakers. He was one of the ones who was actually helping putting points on the board. So, you need a guy like that. Don't know what the status is of Kobe coming back, even though, Kobe's going to come back with a vengeance because of the way people were talking about him, how he went down. But, I think that's a big deal.
I ain't one of them. Who doesn't think Kobe is, honestly, man, and I know D-Mac is probably listening, and I love Kobe Bryant, too. I defend him all the time. But I'm also a realist. Who wants to play with Kobe Bryant right now? With that roster that they have, what veteran superstar wants to play with Kobe right now? Nobody. Nobody. I'm sorry, Kobe. But you can't win a championship with you and another superstar. It just won't happen. You can't. And Chris Bosh getting those ends in Miami, he's just better. Because, from the streets is talk, man, he got to keep the lifestyle up, man. He got to, have made his wife.
Got to keep the light shining bright.
You got to. Or she might walk. Got to keep the man's up, man.
Yeah, you ain't lying. You are not lying.
So, Swagger P, old Nick Young, man, bless his soul. He got a contract with his home city, man, with his hometown, and hopefully he can make a relevant. But right now, the Clip Show is the best thing going in L.A. right now, and I know it's eating Kobe Bryant up. I know it's eating at his heart. I know it's eating at his Achilles tendon.
It's hitting him real hard, but it's below the belt. We know that. We know it's below the belt, but I like the way that the rest of the league is playing out, El Boogie, because honestly, I thought LeBron was going to be the last guy to make his decision. And when I talked to you on Monday, of course, when we was on the streets on Monday, you had stated that, July 8th was the date that he did it 4 years ago. Would he be doing it around that same time? Well, it was around the same time, wasn't on the 8th, but I'm pretty sure it took him a couple of days to write that letter and get it to Sports Illustrated. So you were right on point. Somewhere between the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th, he wrote the letter and then had it delivered today. So I must say, El Boogie, you were right on point with that, having his decision made within within a certain time frame. You know, it's cool to him and D-Wade are, you know, buddies to where D-Wade is traveling with him to Brazil so they can watch the World Cup final on Sunday. We're going to get on the World Cup, too, a little bit later. I can't believe Brazil. Just let them Germans beat on them like that. But anyway, you know, I'm also happy to see that Pat Riley and the rest of the Heat organization aren't blasting on LeBron for doing what he has done. You know, because I just couldn't take it, man, when Cleveland and Dan Gilbert were displaying their emotions on how they felt about LeBron making the decision. And it wasn't that much, man. It wasn't that big of a deal, you know. So, you know, I'm glad that he's returning back to Cleveland. I just don't understand why and how you know, could do that with an owner like Dan Gilbert. But, hey, like you say, you don't have any, you know, you don't have any problems with how you guys talk face to face, man to man, and it is what it is. So if you're able to get over it, I'm able to get over it. But I ain't gonna be talking about LeBron like this, man. I'm happy for the city of Cleveland, but at the same time, man, I ain't gonna be talking about the king like this just because you returned to Cleveland. Let me ask you this, L Boogie. Let me ask you this: how long do you think it's gonna take for the king to get them Cavalier boys on the same page that he's on with that championship pedigree type of play? I know you got the new coach in David Block. Now you got LeBron. These two guys are champions in some right, some form. How long does it take for the king to bring that championship to Cleveland if he can get it done?
I think it's going to be 2000, his second year. Not this year, but this next year, when they had them draft picks and it'd be 2015 and a lot of free agents be out there, beware. You know, I think that they're gonna jail this year, of course, but they're gonna learn how to win. You know, Kyrie's been in the league 3 years and still doesn't know how to win. He hasn't played a whole season yet, and he's also hasn't been over 500. In 3 years. So first we got to, you know, yeah, it's going to change. It's going to change, no doubt, when the playoff time comes, because none of those guys has been in the playoffs but LeBron and Anderson Varejao. When you look at the starting five and you look at the, you know, the roster, Brandon Hayward, yes, he's has a ring with your Mavericks.
That's
but
right.
When you look at the roster and you look at, you know, just like with Miami, it took them their second year. And that was with supposedly superstars in the lineup. And he only has one star and the other one's a role player. So I think it's going to take them his second year to cut down the nets. That's just how I'm looking at it, because it took two with Miami. And it's not easy. Like you said, it's hard to deliver a championship. And then just think, you still got San Antonio, the Clippers, OKC. Those guys in the West, when they get there, they're not looking to get the consolation prize either.
How long does it take to win the East? Do you think you guys can maneuver through the East and make it to the Eastern Conference Finals this year, this season coming up?
Yes, let me name the teams. Who made the playoffs last year, and you tell me, can they compete with them with the roster they got? We just go on paper. Toronto, Brooklyn, Charlotte, Washington, Atlanta, Indiana, Chicago, and Miami. He can beat those teams, honestly, single-handedly, because no one can check him.
Right. That's why I say I think that he believes that he can win without, you know, without having to go through what he went through his previous stop in Cleveland. I think what he learned in Miami is going to portray right in hand with David Block, man. A lot of people been talking about David Block because they don't know who he is, but he's a champion, man. He won the Euros. It's hard to win the Euros, man. And he's teaching a whole bunch of dudes who don't know the language how to play basketball. And what I heard about David Blaydell Boogie is that Tel Aviv squad that he had was a no-name squad. They had a bunch of dudes who wasn't even supposed to be even in the league over there in Israel. And he took them dudes to a championship, beat all the higher seeds. He was the underdog the whole season. They threatened to fire the dude after he was 4-5 to start the season. And then all of a sudden, everything began to go his way, and the boys ended up winning the Euro title. If he can bring that same attitude and match it with how LeBron has learned how to play the game and teach these young guys who, you know, I mean, you got 4 number one draft picks on one team, 3 in the last 4 years. I'm just saying, this is, if you can't teach them boys how to do it, man, then it ain't going to ever be done. So if it's at any point where Cleveland should be excited about their Cavaliers, it should be this year and a couple more years following that, because I'm like you, L Boogie. Ain't going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. And I don't know how long it's going to take to win it all, but, man, you just got to get there, L Boogie. That's what I've been told. I've been told if you get there, anything can happen.
You play to win the games. Hello? You play to win the games. So when they, like you just said, anything can happen, just like in football, any given Sunday. So these guys, once they play these 82 games and get to playing with LeBron, and one thing LeBron brings to them and the city, it's a four-letter word and it begins with H. It ends in E. It's hope. He brings hope. Those guys, when they lace him up, he's going to have that gene where now these young puppies don't want to let the big dog down. They don't want to let the big dog down. So it's going. That's the key right there. You know, the key, like, you know, a lot of people been talking, it's going to be Kyrie Irving. How
right.
He distributes, how he plays off ball with LeBron when LeBron wants it. You know, to ball to Andrew Wiggins and make him happy, and sometimes he's going to be in with Waiters. So it's going to be a lot dependent on Uncle Drew. Uncle Drew is going to have to, you know what I'm saying, bring his game, and hopefully he's in the weight room.
I'm going to say this, L Boogie. When you have a guy like the King returning home with all the expectations, all the hype, you tend to work and do the things that the guy who has the championships, you begin to do the things that they do. So hopefully, like you say, be in the weight room, be in the gym, do the things that LeBron does that helps him stay on the court night in and night out. Because LeBron, we all know, can win 32, 35 games by himself. Unfortunately, he's going to need some help when it becomes after the All-Star break, because the season changes after the All-Star break. Those last 25, 35 games, you know, they become very crucial. And so I think that Kyrie can take something from LeBron. Because LeBron's never had this since high school, an actual point guard, somebody who can give him the ball. And I don't think it's going to be anything on the level of where, you know, LeBron, oh, give me the ball here. I think those two can actually coexist, unlike Kyrie Irving and Deion Waiters. So I think it's going to be a smooth transition for the two between Kyrie and LeBron, because LeBron, you know, he – once the season was over, he got to talking about Shabazz Napier. Now Shabazz is in Miami, and he going, whoa, good luck, Shabazz. But, you know, that's what LeBron was looking for, was that guard. I need that guard so that I don't have to waste so much energy bringing the ball up court and thinking about what I got to do to get this person open. Kyrie going to be like, oh, come on, Kane. I'm the prince. I got you, baby. Don't worry about nothing. I'm going to do my thing. And Kyrie has to have a season where he can't be injured. He got to be upright like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning in the NFL. If he's upright, Cleveland gonna be dangerous. If he's laying down on his back and icing up, it's going to be hard, man. Even though LeBron can win 35 games in the East by himself.
It's going to be very interesting. And with the new personnel, you know, he doesn't get beat up because, you know, they're going to be spreading the floor. So maybe that can preserve his body a little bit. He won't get injured. And, you know, he can play 82 games and through the playoffs and go a little harder and make better decisions. You know, sometimes you got to fight to live another day and pull up for the jumper. Don't go all the way to the hole and get beat up, and they still don't call foul.
Absolutely. Absolutely. L Boogie, before we go to a commercial break and get to the asylum, man, I want to run down that street sweep information for you, man, so the world will know what's really going on besides this LeBron news. You know what I'm saying?
Man, shoot it at me, man. What's in the streets, man?
Oh, man, in the streets, man. The Houston Rockets and got rid of Jeremy Lin. Jeremy Lin was a hot topic a couple years ago coming out of New York, man. And, you know, he's been traded to the Los Angeles Lakers so that the Houston Rockets could clear some cap space. I know they're still in the works of trying to work some deals out with some other high-key free agency players out there. But we all know where Carmelo is, and we know where Chris Bosh going. So, Houston, good luck to you. I see that you already got rid of Jeremy Lin. They also may have lost Chandler Parsons. Chandler Parsons and the Dallas Mavericks have agreed to an offer sheet of a, you know, 3 years, $45 million. The Houston Rockets got about 3 days to match it, L Boogie. That boy going to go from one city to the next in that big state. Lone Star State, that is, you know what I mean? And the Suns and the Sacramento Kings have completed a signing trade with Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas leads the Sacramento Kings and goes over to a guard-heavy Suns team. Woo, boy, I tell you. Well, Boogie, I don't know if your boy Syracuse going, hey, he better bring the noise. But, you know, Isaiah Thomas is got a contract, 4-year, $27 million. Signing trade to go from Sacramento to the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns also keep PJ Tucker. PJ Tucker was a big key for the Suns this year doing that thing. He signs a 3-year, $16.5 million deal to stay with the Suns. In other news, Steve Blake, boy, that boy's been a trooper. He played for the Golden State Warriors last year at the end. He's returning to the Portland Trail Blazers, man, going to help those guys out over there and see if they can get it done. He signs a 2-year, $4.2 million deal. Your boy Gordon Hayward out of Butler. Hey, he was keeping the Utah in the game even though they were, you know, low on the wins. But he decided to go to old Charlotte. He said he's going to play for Mike, man. He's going to go down to Charlotte and take his talents and do some things over there. And hopefully he can, you know, continue to rise and shine like he's been doing up until this particular point. Oh, man, the Brooklyn Nets, man, you know, I know why Jason Kidd left. Yeah, that's a smart dude. At first I was all on his back, but I'm going to give him his props, L Boogie, because the Brooklyn Nets, they got to pay a record $90.57 million in the luxury tax. You tell me who they going to get. They tried to be like Boston and buy a championship, but it didn't work out. Well, y'all, you need to go see Danny Ainge. The head man, oh, you got fired, so don't worry about it. Brooklyn got to get some new people in there to take care of the finances, L Boogie. $90.57 million in the luxury? They going to suck for the next 3 or 4 years, you know what I mean? And last but not least, man, you know, the NBA salary cap, man, it was already at a lot of money. I don't know if people knew this, but $58.6 million was the actual NBA salary last year. Well, it just got bigger. It didn't increase 7.5%, L Boogie. We go from $58 million to $63 million just for the cap, man, on these salaries, man. So hopefully, you know, the Nets won't have to worry about paying too much on that luxury tax now that they got, you know, some of that lean back from old good old Adam Silver. Checking up on us, man, making sure we get that good bread. So big ups to the NBA for, you know, increasing those salaries. And it looks like it's going down, El Boogie. We got some more street sweep information, you know, when we start talking about the World Cup and also this Major League Baseball All-Star game coming up. It's going down. Oh, NFL news, man. Tanoi Jackson, you got to be one of the dumbest dudes I know. This ain't the first time we done heard about you with the street sweep, man. You done got suspended indefinitely from the Washington Redskins and the NFL for abusing the substance policy, homie. And now you out indefinitely. We don't know when you or Josh Gordon going to get back. Y'all need to team up and go to a rehab spot somewhere, man, and chill out because you boys are taking it to the next level. I don't know what's going on, El Boogie. Why they want to be so good but want to be the headline of the news, man? I'm street sweep, man. Straight from the streets, man. That's your boy T-Row. El Boogie, talk to me, man.
Man, the world, you heard it. The super producer just gave you the street sweep. My co-host, oh, man. Man, he the hardest working guy in sports talk, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to Heaven O Youth, man. Shout out to Dynasty. Once again, tomorrow. Location, Thurgood Marshall, Cleveland, Ohio. Young People versus Violence, Summer Showcase 2014, man. Zeke, the Green Eyed Bandit, man, and your boy El Boogie, we putting on a big event, man. All the kids participating, get a free T-shirt. They get a book bag. They get school supplies. The champion, they get a trophy. They get a medal. You know what I'm saying? And they get a champion T-shirt. You feel me? And the life skill workshops, priceless. It's going down, man. It's frenzy. You know what I mean? I had to put that out there, man. You know, shout out to
the
sports.
That's how you do it, baby. We in the streets. You got to put it out there.
Man, we fighting violence. Violence better get ready, man. We fighting the violence all over the world. In your local community, man, that's why we stayed our ear to the streets, man. So, once again, we're just trying to inspire young scientists, mathematicians, and teachers, firemen, policemen, social workers, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully a couple of them can make it, you know what I'm saying, to the big show, man, as we would call it. So, man, we just, you know, want to give a shout-out to those guys. Once again, shout-out to the baby cuz, man. He down at the... You know what I'm saying? At Progressive Field, he's the official bat boy tonight. He sent the picture with him and Terry Francona, man. With the manager. Are you kidding me?
That's big.
He's
That's
a celebrity.
Big right there.
That's big, man. That's big. And those who don't know, man, that's the Green Eyed Bandit's son. So I just had to throw that out there. You know what I mean? Oh, Chase, man. Come back. We're going to talk about the World Cup and, you know, more news, man. We got a lot going on. Let's get in that asylum when we come back, man. You know what I mean?
Oh,
bro. You know, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
You doing all right with me, Adam? Coming back to the city. Let's go.
He knocking on the door, don't let the devil in. He knocking on the door, don't let the devil in. They say I'm getting money, must be Illuminati. Talking to the Holy Ghost in my Bugatti. He knocking on the door, don't let the devil in. He knocking on the door, don't let the devil in. Lord knows that boy that been about it. Lord knows that boy will catch a body. Phone ringing, gotta be the Mexican. Phone ringing, gotta be the Mexican. Being dead broke is the root of all evil. Get money, my nigga. Do good with your people. I got the calico. I got the dynamite. They wanna do it big. Pick a time tonight. Back to these bitches falling with my timeline. Back to these crackers falling with my timeline. Got the phone tapped. I think I'm being followed. Touch them with the Holy Ghost. Can you hear me, Father?
Father, please protect me from brokenness and bitch-ass niggas. bitch ass bitches too. Yeah.
They say I'm getting money. Must
away.
Be Illuminati. Talking to the Holy Ghost in my Bugatti.
Amen.
He knocking on the door. Don't let the devil
in.
He knocking on the door. Don't let the devil in. They say I'm getting money. Must be Illuminati. Talking to the Holy Ghost in my Ferrari. He knocking on the door. Don't let the devil
in.
He knocking on the door. Don't let the devil
in.
Work. That's all my niggas working with. Work. That's all my niggas working with. My teacher told me that I was a piece of shit. Seen her the other day. Driving a piece of shit. Work. Exactly what I'm screaming, ho. Certified 8-digit nigga triple beaming, ho. You talking to the Holy Ghost. I'm smoking till I overdose. When I fuck, she let her pussy soak. Even my lawyer be asking, is it dope?
Woo!
Never break the code, shot me with a million votes.
Woo!
I'm forever dope, touched by the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost. You see, they hate what they don't understand. Father, forgive them.
I'm trying to tell y'all, man.
But they know not what they do.
They know not what
they
do.
They say I'm getting money, must be Illuminati. Talking to the Holy Ghost.
You fast. Don't be talking to a boy getting money. Who fast? Hey, yo, bro. They ain't what they don't understand. They ain't what they don't understand. That's what happened with King James. They hated what, you know, they couldn't understand. What people leave the city, some people hate. Like, man, why he leave? Why he and she leave, man? They left the city, man. But sometimes, you know, you ever seen that movie Shawshank Redemption? Yeah. When Morgan Freeman says some birds are meant to be caged. Sometimes you can't cage a bird. You can't stop greatness. He had to go be great. He had to. You had to let him go. You know what I mean? And I'm saying that to all the Cleveland, all the fans across the country. Sometimes you got to let them go, man, be great. You can't just hold on to them. Like Minnesota, they had to let Kevin Garnett go and be great. He went to Boston and got a ring.
Can I say something,
Melbourne? Yes, you can, bro. It's the streets.
If he wouldn't have never went to Miami, he still would have been, you know, the most talked about guy in sports, kind of like
but
that guy Lionel Messi for Argentina. It wouldn't have happened, man. He would have been the best player without a ring. He would have been on that Charles Barkley level and, you know, a couple of other guys who were great but never won a title. He would have been one of those guys. And like you say, you had to let him fly free. He flew down south, got his mind right, got his game right, and now he's flying back home. He say, I'm here, and I'm ready to do it. I know what it takes to do it. Just bear with me. And I think, man, oh, my goodness. I'm just glad he's back in Cleveland. I ain't got mad. I didn't want everybody going anywhere else, man, because it would have sucked. And then, oh, my goodness, what number is he going to wear? What are he going to do here? He going to put that 2-3 back on, and he's about
no.
to say it's going to be like he never left.
He cannot put the 23 back on.
He's putting the 2-3 back on. Too many people bought that damn shirt for him not to put the 2-3 back on.
I tell you what, he's going to put the 2-3 back on, but it's going to be reversed. Is going to be 3-2.
I don't know, man. I look at it like this. Mike couldn't wear 45 long. You know what I'm saying? If whatever number he chooses, he ain't gonna be able to wear it long unless it's that douche tray, man, in that red and yellow, man. I'm telling you. That boy just some type of he play some type of way with it in that 2-3, man. But he won championships with 6 on.
And listen to this, bro. What number did he wear in the McDonald All-American game?
Oh.
He wore 32.
Yeah, I remember that. He still
wear 2-3, but it might be reversed 3-2. But that's a hell of a question. Everybody's been asking that. What number is he going to wear when he comes back to Cleveland? That might be a good, that's, man, I'm thinking he's going to wear 32. He might wear two, you know, straight.
I know for sure
he's not going to wear number 6.
He going to wear 2-3 so they can put it in the Raptors, man, because, you know, with this all said and done, yeah, the jersey got to go up, man. It's got to be hanging, dog. You know what I mean? Nobody else going to be able to wear that number, man. Dan Gilbert going to find it in his heart to put that jersey up in the Raptors, man.
Listen to this. He might be the first player to get 2 jerseys retired in Cleveland. That's how much they love LeBron James again. Hey, you heard what Scarface said. Another championship, and they'll love me again.
They'll love me again. You hate me now? You'll love me again. Mm-hmm. I'm a champion now. Bring championship pedigree back to the city. I'm gonna win you one. Do your thing, LBJ. L Boogie, World Cup news before we jump into the asylum. Did you see Brazil get spiked? Them Germans put it on the boys, man. It's the first time, man, in a long time somebody scored 7 goals, man, let alone 5 in 29 minutes. Germany beat Brazil 7-1. Germany on their way to the World Cup final to face Argentina, the team I picked to make it, L Boogie. Argentina and the best player in the world, Lionel Messi, they taking on them Germans. They beat the Netherlands in penalty kicks, man, 4-3. The goalie was able to stop 2 other goals or 2 other penalty kicks that the Netherlands tried to kick in, which sealed the deal for Argentina. So now the final is set for the title is set for the World Cup on Sunday. You're going to have Germany against Argentina, and we definitely gonna see who's gonna come out on top. I pick Argentina to win it all, but damn, them Germans look good against Brazil. Brazil was supposed to be the seed to win it all with the being the host and everything. What's your thoughts about that before we jump to the asylum? D-Mac, get ready.
Man, I saw the fans. And I said, look at their faces. They were crying.
They were crying.
And it's equivalent of a 56-point blowout in a basketball game, man.
Man, when, that is ugly.
You can tell that they clocked out, man. They took him in the back of the woodshed and just took it to him, man. It was very, I couldn't believe it. I thought it was going to be a close game. I thought Brazil was going to pull it out. They were my favorite to win it all. I picked them. But you got to give your hands, you got to tip your cap to Germany because they just play bully ball, man. They know how to play physical. And like, you know, Crazy Drazy said the other night, Monday, you know, they're just very athletic and strong. And sometimes you don't find that in soccer when you have all the tools at every major position.
Right, right. El Boogie, we got a call on the line called Nacho in the Box. Nacho in the Box, if you're on the line, hold still, man. We got to jump to the asylum real quick. We going to get to you real soon. Hang on, Nacho in the Box. El Boogie, you know what time it is, man. It's time to jump into the asylum. Man, we done talked about a lot this evening, man. LeBron returning home. And I know the guy that we got on the streets right now is very excited. He didn't like LeBron when he left. But now that he's back, I can't wait to hear what he got to say about good old LeBron bringing it back to the town. Yo, Big Brother T-Mac, I know you're excited to see your boy returning back to the town. T talk to me. Is the streets hot tonight out there?
What's up with it, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Oh, man,
we just chilling.
Hey, man, before I go ham tonight in Asylum, man, I want to say L Boogie, man, congrats to you and your team, man, Dynasty, man. That's big ups, man, what y'all got going on tomorrow for the community, man. That's real big, man, so I want to definitely say congratulations to you, man. I'll try to get down there if I can, man, but I definitely want to say, man, that's big for the community, man, especially down there on Huff and, you know, the surrounding areas, man. So, you know, I'll take my hat off to you, bro. And your whole squad.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, man. And, you know, hopefully that you pass the test. And if you can't come out Saturday, come out Sunday. But keep looking at your social media because, you know, I'm going to be posting, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No doubt, man. No doubt. Hey, fellas, man, I'm gonna keep it calm and cool, man. I've been listening to y'all chiming in, man, while I'm doing this homework and stuff. And the show is definitely hot, man. Cleveland is frenzy this evening, man. Tonight, I mean, the city is going crazy. Everybody digging in the dumpsters. They digging deep, pulling these jerseys and stuff. Man, L Boogie and T, man. Big bro, man, I'm going to keep it all the way 100, man, because that's what D-Mac do, man. Check this out, man. You telling me, if your bra, your wifey, your girlfriend leaves you for four years, fellas, everybody listen to your boy D-Mac. You know what I'm saying? For 4 years, she gone. You know what I'm saying? She tainted. You doing your thing. You making moves. You doing you. You going on with your life. The sky's the limit for you. And she come back knocking at your doorstep, dog. You going to let her in the house, fellas? Come on, little boogie. You raised me, man, since I was a pup. Gee, come on, man. I know it's all about business, man. But come on, man. I ain't about to let my ex, after 4 years, after she left me down dry, hanging in the gutter, and I came back, got back on my feet the best I can. I still kept it moving, living, breathing, got money in my pocket, I'm doing good, you know what I'm saying, I'm moving on. I mean, I ain't got what I had, but I'm doing all right, you know what I'm saying? The Cavs doing all right with Kyrie. And then, well, hold on, let's talk, Elbrick, you know what I'm saying? And she come back knocking at my door. 4 years later, going on fire, talking about she want to come home, come in the house, everything good, and I'm just going to be like, oh, yeah, come on in, man. No. Hell to the no, man. Hell to the no, man. That shit ain't happening. Now, I will say this. I wish ESPN stopped putting his little letter that he typed up and all this stuff, because now all the girls and everybody like, oh, my God, I respect him so much. Oh, I just watched him grab and turn this thing in. Man, somebody need to challenge ESPN, man. I can't wait until the streets get on that show, man. We going to blow First Take, ESPN. Man, we going to put him out the water, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we keep it 100, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And all I'm saying is, man, I know everything is business. I know this is home. I know he about to have a daughter now, and he want to raise his kids. And at the end of the motherfucking day, and I don't cuss on the show, but this is the streets. Cleveland is not his home, y'all. The boys are not in Ohio. I'm free from Carrington. I live in 216. You know what I'm saying? He's coming for his job, man. You know what I'm saying? This is not his hometown, man. I wish everybody stopped saying that. You know what I'm saying? Now, is Cleveland going to be a decent team? Cleveland's going to be decent. But if everybody thinks, like it's coming out in Las Vegas now, Cleveland got a chance to go 4-1 and win the championship game, and they right up there with the Spurs. Hell to the norm, man. It's going to take a couple years, and he know that. Will he make Kyrie better? Oh, yes, he will, most definitely, because now Kyrie can also play the two. LeBron can bring the ball up. Kyrie can run around. You know what I'm saying? Can he make Tristan Thompson better? I'm sure he can, man, because he made a lot of other players better. I watched the Cats today, man. I watched the Parker dude and Wiggins, man, you know, and the league in good hands with those guys. You know what I'm saying? But I will tell you this. I watched the dude, Bennett, man. Bennett, put that bum on the train block, man. Oh, my God. You know, I would love for Waiters to face L Boogie. I feel you, L Boogie, with Waiters, with Deion Waiters being here. I think with that toughness and that tenacity that he's had, we need a player like that. You know, he got, you know, Lance Stevens, toughness to him, man. But the dude, Benny, man, put somebody else in there or something like that. Because I watched this dude tonight, man, and he shot like three jumpers. Oh, my God, man. This dude need to be down low banging, man. I mean, he needs some more work, man. So I definitely put that dude on the trade block. I just got done watching him. Wiggins, man, I think with LeBron James coming, man, and, you know, I'm keeping it 100. I think, man, that would be a good mentor for that young man to have, you know what I'm saying, and work with. And I think that would definitely take his game to another level. Another thing I got to say, y'all, because I've been listening in. The hell with Carmelo Anthony, too. He ain't got to take his ass to L.A. to go play with the Black Mama. The hell with anybody. You know what I'm saying? We got Jeremy Lin now. You know what I'm saying? He in Hollywood, man. I tell you this, L Boogie, and I hear you, dog. I tell you right now, when you come back from that Achilles, dog, and you get back on that court at 45 years old, I bet you everybody is still want to play with L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? So I don't give a damn about Carmelo Anthony. He can keep his ass to Chicago. He can take his ass back to the Knicks because D-Mac don't give a damn. The Black Mama gonna win MVP. So I heard it here first. T-Roy, you said it. He's gonna come on with a vengeance, and y'all gonna see what my Lakers do this year, and y'all gonna see what Black Mama do. And come December, November, I mean January, L Boogie, you're gonna be eating your words, boy, on the Black Mama, dog. I'm telling you, man. He's a different creature, man. He's built totally different from everybody else, man. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna prove you wrong, L Boogie. I know what you're saying about the Achilles. I know what you're saying, but man, Kobe Bryant, man, he's a different type player. He's still got a little left in the gas tank. He's going to prove it to you, L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? So I don't give a damn about Carmelo no more. Yeah. Carmelo don't want to win no championship. He want to stay with the rest of these little bums and New York. You know, like the team L Boogie love, he want to go to Chicago. So be it, man. I'm Lakers all day, y'all. I'm Kobe Bryant all day long, you know what I'm saying?
Now, let me ask you this, because in the streets, we've been hearing this also. Now, Paul Gasol, two teams that are really after him are the San Antonio Spurs and the Chicago Bulls. You think he's going to be loyal and stay with Kobe, or you think he's going to take his
time? I don't give a damn about him either, big bro, Chief. Paul Gasol would take his ass on, too. I don't give a damn, dog. I'm Kobe Bryant. Just like everybody, LeBron, I've been Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. Until the day until Kobe retire, and then I find another player, and it won't be LeBron James. That's for damn sure. You know what I'm saying? I'm with Kobe all day. I don't care if Paul Gasol there. I don't care if nobody don't come. He coming with a vengeance. Whoever play with him, he going to make him better. And we don't need no another superstar. You know what I'm saying? Kobe don't need one.
That's
wow. What it says.
Hey, one thing too, fellas. Y'all was hitting on the World Cup a little bit. Hey, man, nobody ain't see Germany doing that, man, to Brazil, man. 7-1. Oh, I seen like maybe 2-1 or, you know, something like that, or a shootout at the end. But, man, I ain't see that 7-1. But y'all heard it here first, man. I think Argentina going to take them down, man. 2-1 Argentina, man. That's who I'm rolling with, baby.
It's going to definitely be a good game. Germany is well-equipped. They've been here before. Argentina's been there before. And what's crazy is that, you know, the people in Brazil, they don't get along with Argentina. You know, Argentina is one of those hated rivals for Brazil. And now it's going to be funny to see who the Brazilians are going to really go for. Are they going to go for Argentina because they're only 1,000 miles away? Or are you going to go for, you know, Germany, who on the other side of the world? Yeah, it's going to be crazy to see. Exciting. I'm pretty sure it's going to be noise from the beginning of the game to the end. I just hope it ain't no blowout, man. I can't take a 7-1. Even though I enjoyed the blowout, it was like they were just toying with Brazil for a minute.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen, man. But, hey, I'll tell you all this, too, man. One thing about Cleveland, man, would just disappoint me, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, you can't do stuff like this in New York. You can't do stuff like this in Chicago. They probably can't do stuff like this in Arizona, man. You know what I'm saying? What this dude done did, man, true cities and true fans, man, they ain't on it. And once again, I understand what you're saying, L, but it's all about business. And as everybody knows, D-Mac never been a LeBron James fan. Is he good? Is he going to make our team better? Is he going to bring money to the city? They got the Republic Convention coming here now. So it is a lot of big things going on for Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? My boy L Boogie and Dynasty, they doing their thing, man. So Cleveland is making some noise, man. But at the end of the day, man, I'm not about to let my girl that left me high and dry come back home, man. D-Mac ain't. I'm gonna keep it moving to bigger, better things, man. That's just me, man.
Wow.
Hey, on that note, fellas, I got to get back to this homework and typing, man. I'm going to keep the show on line. I'm going to keep listening, man. I love y'all, man. L Boogie, man, I'm going to try to make it down there. T, I love you, man. The show is hot, man. I can't wait to hear what my boy, the chef, got to say, man. Tonight, I hope he's building, man.
You already
yeah,
know. What about it? We got a new caller, Roe, in this style of?
Yeah, big brother, we got a new call in this Tyler. We're going to bring him in right now, man. You know, and welcome him to the streets. It tripped me out because when on the call log, you know what I'm saying, it actually comes up, his name. So, you know, we're going to let him introduce himself. Yo, caller, welcome to the streets. It's talking you on live with your boy L Boogie and T-Ro. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's going on? The name is Nacho. I'm Skyping in, you guys, so that's why the name came up. And I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm out here in PHX, you know, Suns fan, you know, out here loving it. But I just wanted to say that I like the show. First time listener, first time caller. I dig it. You guys are very insightful and keep it fun and interesting. I like it.
I appreciate that. Yeah, so Nacho, tell me this, big homie Nacho. The Suns were you know, one of the teams that were interested in getting LeBron, but then today you signed P.J. Tucker to a 3-year, you know, nice little deal. You guard heavy now that you got Isaiah Thomas coming from Sacramento Kings. How you think the Suns are going to do this year?
I think we're going to do good. We're going to make the playoffs. We ain't going to have – I don't expect us to jump into the top 3 or 4 in the West, because we're not that elite yet. We're not that good yet. But we're easily a top 6 team this year, you know, 7. We'll do really well. And like you said, we are guard heavy, but I think Bledsoe's might be out the door. I don't know. Maybe we might sign and trade him or something. My whole thought process with us, you know, saying we wanted LeBron and Melo and all that was, I thought we were trying to wave some money in front of Kevin Love and try and get him over here to show him that we got a lot of money and we don't really got to lose pieces to give you this money. That's what I was thinking. But apparently he's going to probably get traded to the Cavs or something. So I don't know what we plan to do with all these guards. But Goran Dragic and Eric Bledsoe were fine to me. Getting Tyler Ennis in the draft was a brain teaser to me. I didn't really understand why. I mean, he's a great point guard. He's a good player. He's NBA ready. I just didn't understand why we would need him. And then also this thing with Isaiah Thomas that I just read about 30 minutes ago, I don't understand it either. That's too many guards for me. I mean, I think we have just enough with Bledsoe and Goran, and they played really well. And I don't know, maybe this is to make up for the Leandro Barbosa injury. Oh, I don't know what's going on, but that is too many guards for me, for my personal taste.
Let me ask you this. It's your boy L Boogie. Now, LeBron James coming back to Cleveland. Has this been the most you've ever seen as far as social media on one guy as far as picking a team during free agency time?
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be anything less. I assumed it would take over. I didn't realize that it would turn into ELBJ instead of ESPN, because that's all it was. It wasn't even it wasn't even like anything else but LeBron. I mean, you got Melo for probably 20 minutes towards the end of every SportsCenter, but other than that, it was LeBron, LeBron, LeBron down our throats. So, yeah, I didn't expect anything less, especially since the way he did it in 2010 and the publicity and everything that was going to be behind him. How is he going to do it this time? Is he going to hold a conference? Is he going to tweet it? Is he going to, you know, is he going to put a fan picture out with him wearing the jersey of his new team? You know, there was all these things going on. What's he going to do? And it was real, and it's real apparent now that he had his mind made up 4 days ago, and I guess Sports Illustrated is going to have the story he has his mind made up. So that proves to me that not only is he egotistical still, like 2010 LeBron, but he's very power. He's all about me, me, me. I mean, the guy's got his own app, so when he turns off his Twitter account for the finals or whatever, you can still see what he's doing. I mean, the guy's just so full of himself. I mean, he's a great player. I'm not, like, doubting his skill as a player. But personally, this guy is just so egotistical, it gets on my nerves, man.
Right, right. Now, are you a Cardinals fan?
No, I'm not. No way in H-E double hockey sticks am I a Cardinals fan.
who do you like in football?
The very first football game I watched, I was 10 years old in 19, or I was 10 years old in 97, and I watched the Green Bay Packers win, play against the New England Patriots, and I became a fan. And that's when I became a Packer fan. So I've been a Packer fan since then. And then, but everything else, I'm a homer. I'm a Diamondbacks fan. I'm a Coyotes fan. I love my Rattlers, Arizona Rattlers. AFL don't get a lot of love, but I love my Rattlers. So I'm a homer in everything but football. And I think because of the fact that when I grew up, if I wanted to watch my home professional team play, they played at ASU. If you didn't know, they played in a college football stadium when I was growing up. So I just couldn't respect the NFL team playing in a college football stadium. So I just never was really a Cardinal fan.
Oh, that's cool. You're a Packer fan. I knew it. See you. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, so you know what I mean. I love the Packers as well, man. So anything else you want to say to the streets, Nacho, before we let you go?
Nothing really. Just look out for the Suns. You know, we gonna have something real special this year, I think, with the talent and the young guys. And one little quick note to all the Seahawks fans out there. There's no replacement refs anymore, so we'll see how it really goes down week one.
You already know. Nacho, don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Appreciate you, Nacho. Every Monday and Friday, big homie. Yo, L Boogie, man, we got to take a quick break. That Nacho was insightful on that. You cheesehead, though.
You already know. The Truth is Talking Sports Talk Show with a Twist of Hip Hop. Monday to Friday, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Man, let's go.
Straight.
Downside hustling, ballin', slangin', niggas teaming up. Some make crazy. Lady, can I claim your baby? Honey, blow me to shade. Maybe constructive thinking, returning to duck is banking. How long? Somebody save me. Slice some meat off in my grave. Capture, save them, pay them before you get to lay them. Got a real nigga job, so damn hard trying to play them. Wait them, no, wait me, cause that's what they gon' pay me. Pippin ain't dead, baby. Jeff ass MJG.
Who be I? MJG? DBB. What if I was he and you was I? Who would you see? When the fuck is justice when you're hungry? I do it only. Pertain a bus and flakes and bonus. I'm about that money, what my tick?
Trying to get a meal.
We got the baseball, Major League Baseball All-Star Game coming up here, man, on Monday and Tuesday. Monday will be the home run derby. Tuesday will be the actual game. And L Boogie, we got a lot of superstars that are coming to show up and show out in this particular event. And Big Dog, let me tell you, L Boogie, if you didn't know, I'm about to tell you what's going down in the home run derby first, because we all know that the home run derby can be the most exciting part of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, or it can be the most boring. Because if guys aren't hitting home runs, they hit more outs than home runs, then it's boring. But when you got guys who are showing up, like Jonas Sebesidis out of the Oakland A's, who actually won it last year, you know what I'm saying? You know that bat going to be cracking on Monday evening. And for those that don't know, man, you can check it out on Fox. That's going to be at, ESPN, the Home Run Derby. And that's going to be Monday night, 5 p.m. Eastern, right out of Minnesota. And for this year's Major League Baseball All-Star Game, all the guys are going to be wearing baseball caps that are memorabilia from the 1970s Minnesota Twins batting helmets. If you don't know what those batting helmets looked like back in the 70s, I must tell you, they were pretty sweet. So if you want to go get you one of them badass hats, you know what I'm saying, follow your favorite baseball team, that, you know, boy, the airline is strong. Well, them hats are super fresh. You know what I mean, L Boogie? And another thing that I want to say before I introduce everybody to the Home Run Derby participants is that at Target Field, L Boogie, what, you know that this can only be done in Minnesota. The Minnesota Twins not only will be hosting the 2014 Major League Baseball All-Star Game, but they done installed a self-serve beer station, which is only going to be available for the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. You see what we're missing out on, L Boogie? We're missing out on just getting drunk, just having all this, pulling your own till your cup is full. You know what I'm saying? Once your cup full, move your cup and put your mouth up under the spout. You self-serve yourself. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to you, Minnesota. I hope that's something that can be brought along through all the rest of the Major League Baseball All-Star games. But you know what that's going to bring? Somebody going to get hurt. Somebody going to get clubbed with a pen. But Minnesota, you know, they kind of cool. They kind of laid back. So we hope that everything will be cool. Your participants in the Home Run Derby on Monday, man. The American League. Of course, the captain, Jose Bautista, out of Toronto, man, big hitter. He decided to bring Josh Donaldson out of Oakland, Adam Jones out of Baltimore, the reigning champion, Yonis Cepedes, out of Oakland, and then the hometown hero, second baseman Brian Dozier from Minnesota. So we'll see what the American League can do. In the National League, your boy Troy Tulowitzki, the captain out of Colorado, been having a good year but had a little injury here in the last couple of weeks, but we'll see how he does. He decided to bring Ty Frazier, third baseman out of Cincinnati, Justin Morneau out of Colorado, your boy Gennaro Stanton out of Miami. That boy be hitting home runs, big pimpin'. And then we got the dude we all been wanting to see, El Boogie. Yasiel Puig. That was one of his pickups, man, to help the National League try to win this thing. But, you know, I got the American League, dog. I roll with the American League. They're my dudes over there. And that dude, Yonis Cepedes, he tripped me out last year hitting all them home runs he hit last year. We'll see what happens. But, you know, that's what it is for the Home Run Derby. You can catch that on Monday. And then on Tuesday, you'll definitely be able to catch the All-Star Game, which will have all your Major League favorites. And I'm talking about from pitching all the way to catching to outfield, man, it's going to be great. And the managers for both teams, you know, the teams that won it last year or the teams that participated in the World Series last year, those are the managers. So the manager for the American League out of Boston is manager John Farrell. And out of St. Louis, our National League, St. Louis coach Mike Matheny. So those are your two managers that are going to be, out there having fun and putting guys in at this All-Star event held in Minnesota. And like I said, if you want to watch it, you know, you can catch it on Fox Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, and you can catch the Home Run Derby on Monday. And on Monday, that will be the Home Run Derby on ESPN, 8 p.m. Eastern. So check it out. Hope everybody, you know, gets a chance to check out this classic because, you know, it's big things going on. Got the Open Championship started yesterday. We'll see what happens, El Boogie, with that as well. We'll update everybody on Monday what happens. Hopefully we can get a win for Tiger, baby. But I doubt it. You know how that goes.
It's over. Let me ask you this. Where is Alex Rodriguez right now?
Oh, you know, Alex Rodriguez for your New York Yankees, man, is he's sitting back in the cut. I gave you the information on Monday that there was a book coming out, you know, that showed that he was given a pass on 2007 from the steroid use that they're trying to put on his shoulders right now. So we'll see what that book has to say because it just wasn't A-Rod. It was 111 players on that list out of over 4,000 players that are in the Major League Baseball, on a Major League Baseball roster right now. So, you know, that book is going to be an insight to everything that we need to know about how baseball operates with, you know, what they're testing for and how they're trying to go about sticking it to these talented guys who have been placed on this list. So, you know, A-Rod is just chilling. He's taking a seat back. He's not suing the Major League Baseball Association. He's not suing the doctors from the Yankees who, you know, kind of threw him up on the bus as well. So A-Rod is still getting – I mean, he didn't need to get paid this year anyway, man. He still got – he's been getting paid a whole bunch of money for the last 12 years. So, I mean, if he didn't stack any bread up from previous years, I mean, the guy ain't hurting. So A-Rod is chilling. He's in the news. He made it on Monday, but he chilling, dog. I know you ready to hear about you. Oh, what's up with Tanaka?
Yeah, the Yankees are using your boy Marciano Tanaka too much. He might need the Tommy John. They're going to sit him down for 6 weeks. What's happening?
That's a big blow to us and the organization. Not only CC Sebastian going down, but now, you know what I'm saying, Tanaka is just, it's a big blow. Very big blow. So we'll see how it goes. You know what I mean? We'll see what they say. We just gotta hit the baseball.
We're not
getting any run support at this particular time. So that's why we're hurting. I mean, pitching is doing well. We got some good middle relief pitching, but hey, it's the All-Star break, and right now the AL East can be won by anyone.
Yeah, you're right about that. Boston ain't showing what they did to win it last year. They not Boston strong this season. Well, we'll see what happens. Still a lot of games to be played. You know, 162 is a lot of games.
Man, a lot of games, bro. A lot of games, man. But let me ask you this, man. Will Trout be the next big thing in baseball? I know they got Milky, you know, I'm just saying, but do you think that Mr. Trout is going to be the big thing?
Yeah. I mean, this guy, L Boogie, is on
I meant to say Miguel Cabrera, not Milky. I'm sorry. But Milky is playing hard in Toronto, though. Let's not get it twisted.
But, yes, you know, Mike Trout, what we've been seeing the last 2-3 years is something amazing, L Boogie. I like his style. I like the way he rolls. Something very different about this guy. When you throw it low, do you think you're going to throw it in the dirt? He going to take you yards. Every time. That's what I notice about Mike Trout. I'm not going to say he's on a Barry Bonds or on that level just yet. But for a young stud, young talented guy like that to be able to do what he's been doing and you know, hold up the city of Los Angeles, even by having Albert Pujols as the star man, as the big name, man, this guy is shining bright. So hopefully, you know, barring any injuries, he'll be able to continue to do what he's been doing and won't get on that list. That's the only thing I'm worried about. Don't get on the list, homie. Keep doing what you're doing, but don't get on that list.
Don't get on the list. Yo, Ro, we ready to go to commercial, man. When we come back, we're going to give our shout-outs and get the freestyle jumping off, man. I got to get ready for this big tournament, man. We might have to end the show a little early tonight, man.
Oh, man, we're going to take it all the way to the stretch. We got the sports officials trying to get on and everything. So when we come back, we definitely go take it to as much as we can take it, man. I know you're trying to get some sleep on, but you'll be all right. You ain't playing. You just holding the line to defense. You'll be hyped. Them kids going to keep you on point. Don't worry about it.
No doubt, and guess what else? They're going to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh, let's go.
Booty popping in the handstand. Shine bright, I give your girl a slight tan. I make that pussy whistle like the Old Spice man. I don't even understand why she'd ever want a man. If she ever throw it, I catch it like a corner bag. That's an interception. You think I give a fuck? That's a misperception. Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. The roof is on fire. So what? I'm high. I say, oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. Yeah, she a bad bitch. All jokes aside. Hey, look at baby over there. What's up? Little mama come here. She started talking, but I really couldn't hear her. Till she started dancing like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like she care. Like she do it in the mirror. I chop one, chop two, chop that ass down. Chop that ass down, chop that ass down. All I want you to do is just drop that ass down. Drop that ass down. Now look back at it.
whistling Dixie. Middle school, I was getting head on the 10 speed. Gigolo bloodline, pimping the red terror. Black on 28, it remind me of February. Yeah, you can vote with me, that would be never wearing. Dead ass rapper should've came with a cemetery. I am so cold, nigga like Ben and Jerry. Feel a nigga, deal a nigga, kill a nigga, obituary. My vision blurry, these bitches flirting. I've been drinking all night, I think my kidneys hurt. So I close the curtains on the 62. Her ass will knock your ass out, you better stick and move. Hey, bro. Chain hang to my ding-a-ling. Chain hang to my ding-a-ling. To do a threesome, you gotta intervene. Her legs so sexy when I'm in between.
Hey, look at baby over there. What's up? Little mama come here. She started talking, but I really couldn't hear her. Till she started dancing like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like she care. Like she do it in the mirror. I chop one, chop two, chop that ass down. Chop that ass down, chop that ass down. All I want you to do is just drop that ass down. Drop that ass down. I look back at it. She do it like she do it in the mirror. Be cautious, the booty is bigger than it appears. She speed it up and slow it down like she's switching gears. I'm looking for the baddest one here. I tell her like, do that duck. Do that duck. You gotta stretch it out, girl, move that duck. She bend it over, touch her toes when she toot that duck. Like hut one, hut two, girl, who back there? Who back there? I'm back there. I could take a step back and sit my cognac there. Picture perfect body, that's a Kodak there. And I make a nigga feel welcome like a Domex there. I'm like, oh what a night, oh what a night. The roof is on fire, so what, I'm high. I'm like, oh what a night, oh what a night. That's a bad bitch, all jokes aside, that shit go. Hey, look at baby over there. What's up?
Little mama,
oh! Stop talking, but I really
can't. Come here, little mom.
Started dancing like she do it in the mirror.
It's straight, baby. Oh, man, we moving and grooving. And you know, tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Cleveland, Ohio, Young People versus Violence. Truth graders through eighth graders, all young men from all over parts of the city. And we're going to have life skill workshops, Rucker-style park basketball, entertainment, food, hope, dreams, inspiration, and most importantly, love. And it's all presented by Dynasty. Deprogramming yesterday's negatives, advancing strategically through youth, man. This is what we do. Special shout-out, man, to the sponsors, London Fletcher, Earl Boykins, Flow Inc., Blessed Productions, Vector, you know what I mean, Screening and Embroidering, Councilman T.J. Dow, War 7, C-Town, Delicatessen, Smitty Seaway Barbershop, Slum Records, Fonzie that made it happen, man. It's Fonzie. Big shout out to everybody that's putting it down. And listen to this, bro. I'm doing it on crutches. Zeke, yes. Man, listen, man. Shout out to Zeke, man. You know what I mean? CEO, man. Listen, we in the spot, and Zeke wheeling me around in the wheelchair. You hear me? Yeah, he doing it in the wheelchair, Big Ben. He's buying basketballs and he's running me around in the wheelchair. Walmart, bleed. It's frenzy. Man, it's cold-blooded, man. I'm telling you, it's cold-blooded. But, yeah, man, we're getting it ready. And it's, I can't wait. And it's on the, and it's after the decision 2.0. First LeBron, now Dynasty. Oh, we about to kill Violence, man. Bronny bringing it back. The drug dealers is going to be upset, man, because they know when Bronny on, ain't nobody going to be in the street. They watching the game. Nobody going to be in the streets, Big Pippin. It's going to be a ghost town for 2.5 hours when Bronny is on TV. Hey, I think we got to get TV. Hey, what I you want to do? You want to do Freestyle Friday before we bring T-Nick in? No, bring T-Nick in first. Go ahead, man. But let me say one more thing. I want to have Austin Carter. I wonder if Austin Carr cried again, because when they picked LeBron at number one, he cried. I wonder, did he cry again after he heard about LeBron signing back with Cleveland, man? But, yeah, let's bring T-Nick in, man. Go ahead.
Yo, man, straight from the sports officials. I know we're cutting low on time, but we had to get him in. The host with the most, man. Man, what's up with the T-Nick, man? You on live with your boys. Come at
me. Short and sweet, nice and simple. First and foremost, Dylan Neal and I are going to be out on Sunday, okay? So the big intellect and the OG scorekeeper are going to be co-hosting the show. I want y'all to call in and support them boys. Okay?
Sure.
Help them out. Help them out. Let me tell you this, man. I need Fox, I need ESPN to apologize to my city. You know what I'm saying? The way they disrespected us, the way they keep showing the three Caucasian, this is Uncle Saucy talking right now, the way they're showing the three Caucasian dudes, because it was only three of them that burned that one jersey that kept showing that over and over and over and over and over again, like our whole city did it. I want y'all to show the Caucasian dude who burned the Miami Heat number 6 jersey. I want y'all to keep showing the way they spray painted over his face over that mural that they painted down and it took 2 years to paint. I want y'all to keep showing that over and over and over and over and over again like they did us. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I told you last week on the sports officials, you know what I'm saying, I played devil's advocate of why LeBron would come home. You know, it is what it is. I know some of us feel some type of way about it, but I'm going to tell you this. Come October, when he put that jersey on and he lined up with Kyrie and Wiggins and whoever else is on the floor, it's going to be electrifying. That's all I can tell you about that. I'm going to tell you this. It took 6 hours to sell out all the season tickets. Once LeBron said he was coming back, it took 6 hours. And that was it. Once Dan Gibbons went down there and kissed that booty on Sunday, because if you follow me on Twitter, I showed y'all on Twitter Dan Gilbert playing, and Boogie, you seen it, and Ro, you seen it. I showed y'all on Twitter that his plane was down there on Sunday, but everybody act like it wasn't nothing. Dan Gilbert was down there kissing that booty, and he told him, I'm sorry. Please. You know, he kissed his booty. I don't know if y'all watch, I know y'all watch wrestling, but you remember how Vince McMahon used to make somebody kiss his ass in the middle of the ring here, pull down his pants and make you kiss it? That's how Dan Gibbons went down there and kissed LeBron James' ass, you know. So, King,
Bad. Welcome
home, my brother. Nearly Neal, he home. Whether you like it or not, he home. That's all I can tell you, man. And I know it's short. I know y'all got Freestyle Friday. I respect it. I apologize about calling so late because I've been out with my boys, and I've been out, you know, they got their company over, and I've been out, you know, took them to the steakhouse and showed them a good time and blah, blah, blah. But I got to get into the streets. I know the streets were talking, and it's like E.F. Hutt. When they talk, everybody listening. And so am I, man. Appreciate y'all taking my call, fellas.
No, Nick, appreciate you chiming in, man. Be careful out there this weekend, you know? We'll definitely be on the show Sunday.
The King!
L Boogie, you got 2 minutes. What you about to do for us this evening? I know you're feeling hype. I know you're feeling some type of way, LeBron.
When I come home, I'm still going to be the king. When I come home, they expect me to win the ring. Come home, they expect me to do my thing. When I come home, the snitches, they always sing. You heard it even before it happened. It's like action in the spot. I ain't tripping on nothing, but they going to treat me like he popped. I resurrected out the ashes. Now I'm back, and they spooked. I don't know what they're going to do, man. The city is nuked. It's like a nuclear weapon. Everything about to explode. And at the end of the day, it's going to be an ugly story that's going to be told. Everybody talking about Johnny Money and LeBron. All these suck-ass niggas, they need to put on some pom-poms. Am I one of them dudes, too? If I'm saying, go, LeBron, go? I don't know. After he played me 4 years ago. Man, but I don't know. It's just like your ex when she get back and she get game. Man, I'ma keep it real, man. I'ma keep it real. I'm still gonna love LeBron James. He's still one of the realest who run that wing. Even though I don't like the Cavs, I still want him to win the ring. because it's just for my city. It's where my mama birthed the kid. It's young people versus violence tomorrow. You're going to say, damn, look at what they did. It's Dynasty, Zeke, and I. They're going to remember it from
gang agreement, keep you going under.
It's like Wu-Tang, man. We're going to keep doing this thing forever. Bitch, what's rolling, man? We out of here, Raw. I know we on time, man. Thanks a lot. We got a big thing going on tomorrow. And it's going to be frenzy. Shout out Heaven O Youth, man. All the volunteers, the sponsors. You know what I mean? And as usual, man, special shout out to God for letting us put this together. And also, as usual, shout out to greatness, man. Because they can't stop it. The devil is a lie. You know what I mean? I got a torn Achilles, but I'm going to be out there with crutches. Me and Zeke on it down, man. You catch it on the media, man. L Boogie, man, 15. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. The streets is talking. Let's go.
Let's do it, baby. Well, I'll let y'all on Monday, man. Be easy out there. Have a great weekend. It's the streets, man. Shout out to everybody. We go.
Get some back. I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws because I'm more like a boss player. Bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady twanging. Make me want to start back banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remand, running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting on chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing the zone. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pocket bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.
Fuck up in it. Normally the caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bath to see, so I need to hit the lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the block, chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't teach you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat.